purpose of meeting with the local elected representative was to give them an outline of the proposed plans for the Guido sewage scheme. It went very, very well. We had lots of representation here from all parties, councillors, TDs, where we outlined what our plans were. And the TDs and councillors had lots of questions which were answered. And so the outcome of the meeting is we will be starting a demonstration project later on this year. Our plan is to engage thoroughly with the community. We understand that, you know, they need to know what's happening and they will be totally involved. And we also understand the important role that elected representatives play in this matter as well.
So are the plans loosely in place? How much input then can the public have and in what areas going forward?
Well, the plans are in place. What we've come up with a very innovative solution. You know, this project in Guido has been talked about for decades. And it's been talked about for decades because it's a very, very difficult area to work with. You know, we have granite, we have sand, we have rock, and it's over a very, very wide area. So a lot of traditional methods, such as the traditional method of putting in a sewerage scheme, a collection scheme, and treatment plants, they don't literally work in Guido because it's sheer size. So we've come up with a solution. It's a pumped system that will enable a lot less excavation. It'll have cheaper costs for the residents themselves and a lot less disruption. So it's a very, very, very positive project. And we will be going out. We'll be holding open days over the coming weeks. We'll be dealing with the, we'll be working with the Chamber of Commerce. We'll be talking to the councils and TDs again. And we will be involving people and letting them know what we plan to do and listening to their concerns and answering them concerns as well, because, you know, it's a big positive for the area. You know, we have lots of sterile land in the area now that's tied up because you have septic tanks that there's no extra capacity to build on. So what this system will mean, that all that land will now be freed up. And it's a good news story for Guido.
And finally, the obvious question, what do you see the timeline being?
Sure. Well, our timelines are to start the demonstration project, which will have about 25 to 30 houses before the end of the year. We're already working on procurement with that. We informed us to the TDs and councils present today. So our plan is to put the demonstration project in place so that people can see what's happening. You know, it's easy for ourselves as engineers and technical people because we understand what the project involves. But to a layperson who doesn't have any, I suppose, engineering or technical background, we need to actually show them what we're doing. And by having a demonstration model, we hope that it'll give people confidence to sign up to the system because, like I said, it's needed for the area.